It's spooky season.
Ooh.
We're so happy to talk to you.
The goblins are stumbling down the street.
We are the singing jack-o'-lanterns.
Hey, we're the Personality Hires, and some of you might already know us for our personalities because we all met at work.
Whether you're working from home
or stuck in the office with that coworker you hate,
we make your 9-to-5 worth getting out of bed for. In light of recent news about all of our day jobs that allow us to be coworkers, everyone's sort of scrambling and trying to figure out what to do. And the person I feel like who's scrambling the most is none other than Abby Murphy here.
Because I'm the only one in here that's going to be unemployed. Mikey has a job before me.
That's literally not true. I'm sitting right next to you and I am unemployed as hell.
You have a job offer.
I don't have a job offer. I got a second interview.
Which is basically, it is basically a job offer,
really,
Rebecca.
I don't even know actually technically if it is full time yet. So we'll have to see. So
babysitting?
Yes. I'm going to be a nanny. I'm going to babysit Mikey.
Aw.
So nice. I got a email from a marketing manager from the nonprofit organization, The Trevor Project, after I pitched myself on The Burt Show, which was super exciting because I didn't have to do anything. They just heard my pitch saying, please give me money. And they said, maybe we will. So I feel good about that.
Well, you're going to profit from a nonprofit?
That's
a bad person, I say.
Yeah, how does that work? When it says nonprofit, how do they pay people?
But they have a bunch of employees profiting?
We're going to trade. I'm trading my skill set to make queer people stop killing themselves.
Oh, like, do you have to be under the poverty line? Is that like how much they can pay you?
It's definitely very, like, it's a union job. You get like time and a half, it seems like, if you work overtime. It doesn't seem like it's salaried. It's like an hourly remote job that I think I'm pretty qualified for. I'm kind of gay, you know. I'm woke. I have great mental health advice. So,
wait, are you going to be talking people off the ledge?
No, I'm not going to be talking people off the ledge
through the power of Instagram.
I am going to be. Well, first of all, I've only gone through the second round. I haven't even had an interview yet. I've really just like submitted my resume and answered a few questions.
Did you put your pronouns on your resume to apply for this job?
No, I did not.
Ooh, that would have helped probably.
You know what? Actually, I'm just realizing that I did not add into my answers that I consider myself somewhat under the non-binary umbrella, and I probably should have.
I think they already know.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be much of a shock. Well, in light of the Burt Show ending and two people in particular in here, yes, Rebecca, you and Abby, having to find jobs, Mikey and I have actually come up with some mock interview questions for both of you, and we would love to hear your thoughts, okay? Because you guys have both been out of practice when it comes to interviews for several years now, and so we thought that this might be a fun exercise to get the old juices flowing.
Wait, are we
gears turning?
Don't talk about my juices that way.
We're interviewing both these mugs?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see how that goes. But Abby actually has an interview coming up, right?
I've had like casual interviews. Like, people are calling me up and asking me why.
Being like, please help.
It's honestly, it's less of an interview and it's more of like people trying to get the tea. They're like, what do you mean the Burt Show's ending? Like, why are they not keeping y'all around? I'm like, your guess is as good as mine.
Those are information interviews, basically. Yeah. And Rebecca, you said you have a second round coming up?
No, I had my second round. I just got the email that says they're poring over my beautiful questions to see if they're going to go further.
Well, that sounds like you're not getting the job, so it sounds like we really need to practice more, okay? All right, I will start us off.
Okay. And
I want you guys to put on your best employee faces. Okay. Pretend like you're actually staring at me, who's interviewing you for the dream job that you didn't know that you might be getting, and answer these to the best of your abilities.
This is a bad dream.
Here we go. Rebecca? No, actually, Abby, I want you to answer this
one. No, let Rebecca go first.
No. This one's really easy, okay? We're starting off light.
Solve the Gaza Strip crisis.
Explain the Fibonacci sequence. Now, what is your spirit animal and why?
Oh, so, okay. What is my spirit animal? It's like what my Patronus is, like my Harry Potter Patronus. Like, you know when you have to defeat a demon and the animal releases from your wand?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You don't. You're lying.
I don't know, but yes.
My spirit animal. I've been told that my spirit animal is a chihuahua.
Oh, wow.
Actually?
Yeah, because I'm small but mighty.
Okay, no. Do you agree with that, though?
No.
She's a lizard. for sure.
A lizard?
Let the candidate answer her own question.
I think my spirit animal is a panda because I'm adorable, a little silly, but overall intelligent and loved by all.
Mikey, would you like to go next?
Yeah, I'll try. I'm not super thrilled with my questions. They're kind of all over the place. But this one, I can actually hit both of you with one. Rebecca, great to meet you, by the way.
Nice.
Thanks for
you.
Coming in. We should get you out of here in the next 2 or 3 hours. What would you say your best weaknesses are?
My best
Your best weakness.
Weaknesses. Your best weakness?
My favorite weakness about myself.
That's correct.
Okay, let's see. My biggest weakness is...
No, not biggest.
Okay, my Your favorite best. Weakness. Chocolate. I can't stop myself from eating it whenever I see it. No, okay, hold on. Let me try to answer it the way I would actually answer.
That's exactly what we're doing here. Would you have said chocolate?
No, I would not have said chocolate. Okay, that's questions always where you're trying to flip it and say a weakness that's actually a
strength. Would you say this in the interview?
No, because you don't want to say, because isn't it a cliche to be like, oh, I'm such a perfectionist and it holds me back. No, you have to give a genuine weakness and talk about tangible steps as to how you've overcome that weakness.
But you're missing the question.
I have a... Okay, listen.
The question is misunderstood here. It's your best weakness. It's not what are your weaknesses, what's your greatest weakness. What is your best weakness? So to me, that's probably, on the whole scale of your weaknesses, it's the least bad one. It's your best weakness.
What's my least bad weakness? My least bad weakness is that I am very passionate about whatever I set out to do, especially in the workplace when I am feeling creatively challenged, to the point that sometimes I find myself either overproducing or when I'm writing, I can be a little lengthy. And I have found that my best work comes from editing myself after going maybe too far. Like I sometimes I try too hard.
sometimes I care too much.
So I have personally found that with these projects that I'm very passionate about, taking a second to really edit and like nail down my creative work has helped me.
Do you know that you're talking about being long-winded and you just said the longest thing ever?
You said a whole lot of nothing
textbook
there.
Textbook example.
But here's the thing. That felt genuine just as the interviewer to interviewee didn't love that answer, but we'll keep you around for a little bit.
Colleague Mikey, can I actually expand on this one?
Yeah.
So in light of you saying your best weakness, Abby, can you tell us about your worst strength?
That was my question. I have, now, Abby, please tell us about your worst strength.
I'm just too funny that I overshadow all of my coworkers anytime I hit the mic. And, you know, that can really be a weakness to some
people. Can I say this? Between the panda bear question and that answer, you're coming across as very unlikable. You like yourself way too much. We're workshopping here, guys. We're working the kinks out. Jackson,
maybe
on to you.
I'm too confident.
Okay.
She hasn't said a bad thing about herself yet. That rubs me the wrong way.
I'm supposed to be selling myself. You're supposed to want to hire me.
Well, yeah, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't rub me the right way.
Who doesn't like pandas?
Let's move on.
Panda Express. Pandemonium.
I was just about to say pandemonium.
Panda.
Okay, this question is for both of you, but we're going to start with you, Rebecca, okay? You have found yourself in possession of a genie lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And you give this lamp a rub and out pops a genie. But this genie is not like any ordinary genie.
Mm-hmm. She does that every Friday night with her boyfriend.
All righty. Abby, please, if you could hold your exposition for later. Thank you. That's very inappropriate for the workplace.
See, I told you I'm too funny. I'm overshadowing everybody.
Calling HR.
Okay. This genie is not like others because instead of 3 wishes, you are only granted a half of a wish.
Half of a wish.
So whatever you wish for, half of it will come true.
Okay.
What do you wish for?
A fucking better question.
Well, I can only give you half a better question, which is this question.
$200 bills.
That's pretty good. Okay, I only get half of a wish. Do I know which half I'm getting?
Nope.
Okay, all right.
This is really a chance for you to exercise your creativity. A wish can be anything that you want.
Yeah,
but you only
remember
get half
the last
it.
Question whenever you talked for like 10 minutes about how creative you are? Show us.
I wish for world peace, but I understand now that only half the hemisphere will get it. But I am at peace with that.
Is your world peaceful now?
Yeah.
Do you think over half the world is already at peace?
No, I think the world is in chaos, but this will, what's the word? This will make half the world peaceful.
Well, that's interesting because I would argue that over half the world is already peaceful. So you're actually making the world less peaceful wishing for that.
You started a war, Rebecca. That's not going to look good for the resume.
Mass genocide is on your hands,
what
Rebecca.
What the hell?
All right, moving on. Abby.
You're going to ask me the same question?
Same question. I said this one's for both of you.
A half a wish. So I just have to ask for a wish that has two parts, but then I just have to choose which part that I want.
Thank you for explaining the question.
Okay. So I want to be able to travel to every country for free, but now I can only go to half the countries.
And all of the half of the ones are the ones that are no longer at peace, thanks to Rebecca's question.
Yeah. I'm going into war zones.
Yep, you're only getting to travel to war zones.
Did I just get enlisted? Is this military propaganda?
Terrible answers. All right, moving on. We are going to go with just a hypothetical situation, okay? And I want you to role play this one as well. Now, this one's very straightforward, and I'm sure this happens all the time. Mikey is the stinky coworker in terms of his actual smell. He smells bad, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you now, it's bothered you for the last few weeks. You thought that maybe something was going on in his personal life. But at this point, it has gone on long enough to where you actually have to say something because nobody else will, okay? Mm-hmm. How do you go about this conversation?
Hit me with it.
So personally,
No, talk to me.
I have to talk to you?
Yes. Okay. Address Mikey, coworker Mikey.
Okay. Hey, Mikey, I have something I want to talk to you about. It might be a little sensitive, but I just feel like it's better coming from me. And I think that you will appreciate knowing this. And I don't want you to be in the dark.
What's up, Rebecca? I'm open to a conversation.
I have noticed a little bit of an odor coming from you. And it has become distracting in the office. And I don't want you to be embarrassed. I just wanted to let you know because if it was me in your position, I would want to know.
Hmm. I can't say I'm surprised. I've been eating loads of curry, but I guess I can appreciate you coming to me like this. It's just, you said that I would be glad that you said that to me. I'm not sure I'm glad.
I just know, I am sorry because I know this is very uncomfortable. This is a sensitive topic, but if I was in your position, I would want to know if I had a little bit of an odor. So I thought
I'll stop you right there. You've smelled bad from the first day I started working with you.
Thank God you're saying something.
Yeah, I know. Everyone talks behind your back about it.
You know what? I appreciate that actually, because like I said, I would want to know. So I appreciate you saying that. And I will try to figure out the cause of this smell.
You're not hearing me. You stink.
And scene. Wow. Well done, Rebecca. That was very professional.
You handled it well.
Yeah, you handled that very well.
My turn?
Nope, we're going to move on. No. We already heard a prime example of that.
Yeah.
Mikey, do you have another question?
Oh, man, my last one really sucked. I came up with it like 2 seconds
That's
ago.
That's what you want to hear from your interviewer.
This is setting you up for a home run. You ready? Okay. Abby, this one's going to you.
I'm ready to Dansby Swanson it.
I don't know what that means. So, do you like it when it rains, or are you more of a sunshine type of guy?
Are you Come trying on. To sleep with her?
Hit this one out of the park. This is just a setup.
Do I like it when it rains or am I more of a sunshine gal? I actually do find a lot of comfort in the sound of the rain. It reminds me of when I was a kid growing up. I would stay indoors and watch Disney Channel original movies and eat bagel bites. So every time I hear the fact that it's going to rain, I think of those beautiful childhood memories.
Listen, it's a simple question, not an autobiography I'm asking for, okay?
I like rain.
Good. Great answer.
Wrong, actually. No. Sunshine.
Well, that's all the time that we have for today's interview. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us, and you'll be hearing from us soon.
That was terrible.
I appreciate your time. Thank you for your consideration. I look forward to hearing from you.
Wait, actually, one more thing. Do you have any questions for us?
Yes.
First of all, how dare you?
My fault. You're right. I went off script for a little bit all there. Right, I jumped the gun.
Let's see. My questions for you. How much money are you willing to pay me for this job?
It's kind of tacky to talk about finances on the first date.
How much do you think you're worth?
I think personally...
That's a loaded question.
I think my work is priceless, but I would take $65,000 a year.
Okay. Thank you for being very honest with us. We can probably do half that based on our wishes. I am the genie.
Who in this office is going to sexually harass me? And Do you have HR?
That's a strange question to ask in an interview.
And you're looking at HR, so.
All right, that was pretty bad. Who are we going to hire? I think, honestly, to put it straight, I don't know if I can take the long-windedness of Rebecca, but also she's so proud of herself, Abby. She's just so happy with herself. I might have to look at some more applicants. What do you think?
I would agree with that.
Mm. I'll take Rebecca, actually.
Yay!
And I'll take the panda.
Typical. Obviously.
All right, you guys did absolutely terrible on those interview questions. And so next week, we'll see if Mikey and I can do a little bit better, and we'll have you guys come up with some interview questions for us.
Normally at work, if you had a problem, you'd call Human Resources, but on the Personality Hires podcast, you call Inhumane Resources. Coming to you live from Reddit, this is from user at throw ra dash.
Love them.
Yeah. The great philosopher thrown raw.
It says for Fosterberry.
Am I the a-hole for pretending to get fired when customers get a temper with me? I am a high schooler with a weekend job at a coffee shop. My coworkers who work weekends are James. He's the owner's son. He goes to my school. He's a shift manager, but it's not a real formal thing. He's a friendly guy. And then there's Danielle, a college student who sometimes works weekends too. So sometimes customers will come in and just be angry and such little stuff. Like literally blow up about nothing. I don't know if they're in a bad mood already and looking for someone to take it out on or what, but it's a lot. Like how sad. So you have to be a grown-ass man taking your anger out on a high school and college student. So James and I were joking about having a little fun with them and hopefully getting them off our backs. So one day I was at work and some guy was having a temper about how we don't make the coffee hot enough, which I couldn't do a thing about because I gave it to him right out of the machine. So James came in and was like, "Sir, is there a problem here?" And the guy started ranting at him too. So he was just like, "OP, this is unacceptable. You're fired." I started acting real sad, like, "No, please don't fire me. My family needs the money. I need this job, please." And he played up being a hard ass, telling me to take off my apron and leave. The angry guy started to backtrack, like, "It isn't that big of a problem. You don't need to fire her over it. I didn't mean it." And James was like, "No, we pride ourselves on the best customer service." Of course, after all that drama, I still had my job. We were just acting. And we've done it a couple of times. Whenever a customer will lose their temper at Danielle or I, James will storm in and fire us. And almost every single time, the person who had come in angry will apologize and say that they didn't mean it. It's kind of satisfying making people realize their actions might actually have consequences. Anyway, I was telling my friends from school about this, and a few of them thought it was a mean prank to let someone go away thinking they'd gotten someone who desperately needs the money fired. Am I the a-hole for this joke?
Classic. Genius. Love it.
This is actually appropriation from people like me who have been fired.
Would this have triggered you?
My culture is not your costume.
I'm so triggered. Yeah, when I got fired,
What'd you get fired from? Lifeguard?
I got fired from my first job out of college, like my first real job. I was a receptionist at this video editing boutique. I was terrible at my job. I didn't know how to make coffee. I couldn't answer the phones. Like, I couldn't talk to anybody. I was supposed to, like, set up breakfast every morning for clients, and I didn't know how to do that. Like, they were really mad at how I, like, organized croissants. Every day, they would come down and be like, "Okay, Rebecca, display it like this. Make it look sort of artful."
Is this the Devil Wears Prada?
It was fucking awful, what it was.
Did they make you rank the croissants from the best-looking ones to the ones that should have been thrown in the trash?
I swear, I tried to follow their instructions every single time, and every time I tried to follow it, they would be mad about something. And then the craziest thing was there was this one editor who always asked me to do grocery runs and get the LaCroix grapefruit. And every time I would go to Kroger and there would never be LaCroix grapefruit, and it was a month into my job, and he sat me down and said, "Rebecca, you have to find the LaCroix grapefruit. This is a problem. I need my LaCroix grapefruit."
First of all, it's not grapefruit. It's pamplemousse.
And that's what I learned when I went to Kroger's. Oh. It's not LaCroix grapefruit. It's LaCroix pumple fucking moose.
Wait, that's actually the thing?
Yes.
No crazy. Way.
That's so funny.
I finally found the pumple moose when I've been looking for that grapefruit for a month and a half. And then he fired me the next week.
Wait, is that like a joke? You know where like the dad will tell the kid to go to the mechanic and say like, "Do you have
windshield washer fluid,
blinker fluid, or whatever?"
Yeah, like was he hazing me?
Yeah, was he doing that on purpose to see if you could figure figure it out.
No, he was mad. He was really mad that he could not find the grapefruit. And I was losing my mind. I was panicking.
Did you admit it to them?
No, I just, because I didn't talk to anybody. I just got it and put it in the fridge. But yeah, he fired me.
Was he the type of guy to call it Le Croix?
Oh,
Le Croix Pamplemousse.
Yeah, I remember he did say, he said, Le Croix grapefruit. Get the grapefruit. And I could not find the grapefruit.
Pamplemousse.
He fired me and I cried. I cried in his face as he was firing me. Yes. Literally the tears, I went and I kind of puffed up my face a little bit as soon as he said, this is never easy. And then immediately tears just started streaming down my face and it felt so good to see him get so uncomfortable. Anyway, appropriation.
Wow. What kind of customer revenge experiences have you guys had? Because for me, I used to be a pizza delivery man, one of the best jobs on earth. So much fun. You get to drive around, give people their pizzas, pop, pop, pop. And it's just so much fun. You can't imagine a better job. You're getting tips, you're getting paid out in cash. But whenever I'd go to a person's place and they'd yell at me, like there's one guy that sticks out in my mind so much. And I gave him this pizza. It was two pizzas. And he says, I ordered four pizzas. You don't understand. My brother's coming. And it was a big fat guy. And I was like, oh my God, your brother must be massive. But it wasn't my fault at all. But he was screaming at me. So I saved his contact in my phone. I still have it. And every couple months, I call him up and just literally just say nonsense. I just have his name in my phone as Angry Dick.
Can we call him right now?
Call him.
Oh, this is perfect.
Well, we have to star 6-7 it. So I'll read you the number. Do it on your phone.
What are we going
to
say?
Yeah, we need to come up with a game plan.
You should act like you're calling for Panda Express.
Okay. Here's the number.
We heard your brother's coming into town. We just got a new shrimp. Chicken.
And we got that chum shipment for your brother. It's 2 tons.
Yeah, we need to come up with a game plan.
Yeah, what do you normally say when you call him?
Oh, should we sing him a Halloween carol?
I don't know, but see, sometimes I feel bad. I do like a Halloween carol for him. I feel bad because it's like he sounds nice on the phone, but I know that he yelled at me in my face.
Can we improvise a Halloween carol?
Okay, let's think.
It's spooky season. Ooh. We're so happy to talk to you.
The goblins are stumbling down the street.
We are the singing jack-o'-lanterns.
That's pretty good. Let's go for it.
Okay, Rebecca, you're going to have to lead us off on this one, okay?
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Improv it. Deck the halls with boughs of spider webs.
Happy Halloween. We're so happy that you answered our call. The jack-o'-lanterns are shining in the moonlight.
And your pizza's on its way.
All four of them.
Damn it, he didn't answer, guys.
Oh, that was fun.
That was fun. Well, we kind of really didn't answer the Am I the A-hole, but honestly, well, I like that better.
Should we do a Christmas album or a Halloween album next year?
Do a Christmas album.
I would love to. I think
classics like.
Mikey could do SFX for jack-o'-lantern going hee hoo ha ha.
You guys know I have a Christmas song. Should I do it?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers talking I know they hear it. They don't know nothing about my Christmas spirit. Never heard that. It's a
no,
hit.
Keep going.
No, it's it. I don't remember the rest of it.
Oh, man. It's a Christmas classic.
It's on my SoundCloud.
All right, nice. We'll play that next week.
You and Bing Crosby, baby.
Listen, folks at home, we need your questions. This is Inhumane Resources, and we have been getting these off Reddit, but we need you to get involved. Please, for the love of God, send your questions and your situations to either personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com or you can direct your way over to Instagram, go to Personality Hires and DM us. We need your questions. We love you. We need you.
I totally forgot about this until you said something. So I was a lifeguard. Honestly, from 15 to 22, it's the longest job I've ever had. And when I was 15 years old, my first pool I ever lifeguarded for, there was this one dad who was so annoying and terrible. And there's no reason to harass a 15-year-old little lifeguard who's just trying to keep your toddler safe.
So you let his kid drown?
Here's what happened.
Classic revenge.
There was a rule at this pool. It was a little neighborhood pool. And it was that every female swimmer had to have a top. And I didn't enforce it. Like, usually there was one or two lifeguards on duty, and I didn't enforce this rule.
Wait, what do you mean had to have a top?
Get a shirt on, like, that baby.
If you were a female and you were at the pool, you had to have a bikini top or a one piece. Like, you could not bathe or swim topless. So it was a rule.
Who made
because,
that rule?
I don't know. The management, they kind of told it to me just like very briefly. And I didn't enforce it because it's a dumb rule. Who's going to go to like a 2-year-old and be like, your 2-year-old needs to put on a bikini top? That's ridiculous. And okay. I thought it was silly. And I'm also 15 and shy. I'm not going to go tell a dad he has to kick out his toddler because
she's
inappropriate.
Get your slut baby out of the pool.
My God. Except for this one father who was always consistently the worst. Every day he would come to the pool and he would look me in the eyes from the pool, and he knew exactly what the hours were for the pool. Like, I think it closed at like 7 o'clock, and he would say, "Hey, what time does the pool close today?" And I would start saying 7 o'clock, and he would go 8. Every single time, every single day, he would interrupt me, a little 15-year-old girl, and go, "8," and then he would just look away and laugh.
That
Wait,
is infuriating.
So now let's think, what was his thought process here? Is he trying to be funny? Is he trying to convince you to stay open an hour later? What's the deal?
I'm like, maybe he's trying to like protest about it closing early. He knows I don't have the power. I mean, he must know I do not set the pool hours. I think he might have been trying to like be a little funny in front of like the other pool goers, but to do it every single day, maybe he thought I thought it was funny. I don't know.
Would you laugh it off?
No. I would always just kind of like, oh my God.
And would other people like give him anything?
He had a friend who would come who would like laugh every time he did it, but everybody else thought he was a jackass.
And then he comes up and he's like, "Do women have to wear shirts in the pool?" And you're like, "No, yes."
So here is what happened. One day, Mr. 8 o'clock came to the pool. And he brought his little toddler, who I think was like probably 3 years old. And on this day, she was not wearing a bikini top. She was wearing a little, like, I don't know, toddler bathing suit with no top to be had. So I went to my manager and I said, "Hey, that jackass who always harasses us about what time the pool closes, his kid isn't wearing a designated top. Can you go tell him to put one on?" And so he went out and he said, "Hey, I'm so sorry about this, but your daughter needs to be wearing a full bathing suit to enjoy the pool." And he said, "Well, I didn't bring one. She is 3 years old." And he said, "Well, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to ask you to leave."
Oh, damn.
You let your daughter go out like that.
So we kicked out this guy and his poor little daughter, who probably was traumatized for life. But I had to win that day.
You should have said, "Hey, tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
You called the top cops.
I called the top cops, which was terrible. Because
your managers hated strip clubs.
God, it was so sad to be like, your daughter cannot be in the pool with like she's 3 years old. It's fine. But I just hated that dad so much that I wanted to stick it to him way I could.
Good, I think you did the right thing.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
The only person having a better time than me at the Taylor Swift TS12 release party at Mutation Brewing Company was none other than Mikey Jonathan Wakefield.
Yeah, dude. Surprised me just as much as you, but I had a hell of a time at the Taylor Swift party.
I showed up to our Taylor Swift listening party, and Mikey was in the best mood. I've never seen this man happier. I show up, he's got an IPA, he's sitting there doing a radio broadcast with DJ Mommy Chula, and he's like, "You know, I'm supposed to leave, but I think I'm going to hang out till midnight."
No and way.
It was a lager, by the way, not an IPA. Just brand-wise.
Semantics.
I was like, "You're already at the Taylor Swift release party. You don't need to defend your manhood."
It was rosé.
You're already there.
It was rosé. I was having a hell of a time. I was on the air with the Mommy Chula. I was making a friendship bracelet. I was shucking. I was jiving. People come coming up, "Hey, excited for the album?" I said, "Yes, give it to me."
Did you listen to it?
Not at all. A lot of stuff happened that day, but so I work for the station here, the radio station, and so this is like an event that I wasn't supposed to work, and then like last minute they're like, "Go work it." I was furious. I was like, I don't want to go to this thing. I love Mutation Brewery. Great place. Good games. They got beer pong. They got beer. But yeah, so I'm setting everything up. I've been there since like 2 o'clock. The thing starts at like 11.
Yeah, explain why this was such a late event.
Well, because it was the Taylor Swift listening party for the release of her new album.
Which dropped at midnight, right?
It dropped at midnight.
And some drunk guy was leaving the bar, backed his car out, smashed into the station vehicle. And so I've been on the phone with the insurance adjuster all day. Jackson and Abby were in that room with me while I was on the phone with the insurance guy. And I could not keep it together because he was doing the thing where he wanted me to spell stuff, but spell it using words. So like A as in alpha. I got to K and I almost broke down because I had no words in my head that started with a K.
To be fair, neither did he because he's like,
I know, he struggled too.
He goes K as in Caleb, which I'm sure I'm sure you can spell it with a K, but who spells Caleb with a K? I'm like, Caleb.
And I was just like, because I just wanted to get off of the K. I was tired of the K.
It was just so abundantly clear that Mikey does not do these sort of like professional-esque calls ever, because even when he initially called and they're going through the list of menu items of like press 1 for this and press 2, he's like, 3? Is it 3? Should I press 3? And he's panicking there. And I'm like, dude, just listen to the options and ask for what you want.
The spelling thing was the funniest because he's sitting there. He's like, what is this, a spelling bee? Who do you think I am? Aquila the bee?
It was one of those things where, like, you're not supposed to laugh because you're doing a business thing, but it is just so funny. And that makes it funnier is that you're not allowed to laugh. So I kept on having to mute myself and like die laughing. Then what happened whenever he asked for my driver, my license?
Your license plate. And then he mutes himself.
No,
and he's like,
my license number, right?
Yeah. And you're like, is that the plate? Is that the tag number? Quick.
No, that was a different thing. That was he asked for my tag number. And I'm like, oh, is that the license plate number? Guys, tell me. But then he was like, what's your driver's number? And I was like, my license plate on my personal car? Why do you need that? Yeah, so, yeah, the guy smashed into the car. I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, so I had a good time. How'd it go after I left?
It was really good. I think it went pretty well. The girls had a good time. Only one girl smashed her head into the floor after falling off a bar stool. Jeez. So other than that, a pretty successful night. And I think everyone liked the album. But since you haven't listened to it yet, I thought it'd be a fun little exercise to give you the names of all of the tracks of TS12. And I would like for you to guess what you think
they're
about.
Let me try to guess two of them.
No, I'm going to give you the titles. I want you to guess what you think they're about.
I think I know two of them.
Okay, what are they?
Wood and like aphrodisiac or something. Something that starts with an A. Aphrodite, something like that.
Sure, yeah, we'll go with that. So the first one is The Fate of Ophelia.
That's what I'm talking about.
That was aphrodisiac?
Yeah.
Or was that wood?
Maybe both.
The Fate of Ophelia is like it's kind of like a sundown poetic look on... What's that movie that came out with the green thing?
The Green Lantern?
No. Wicked. Isn't Ophelia, wasn't that the name of the girl in Wicked?
Elphaba.
The Fate of Elphaba?
Alphabet. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a sundown kind of song.
Okay, good.
Maybe it's Sun Up. It's the first song, right?
What is Elizabeth Taylor about?
Elizabeth Taylor, she was a writer back in the 1800s. She wrote all kinds of feminist stuff. Bunch of feminist stuff.
What is opalite about?
Opalite, that's what I was talking about, not the aphrodisiac. Opalite, it's like translucent whiteness. Yes.
So it's about you?
Yes.
What is father figure about?
Daddy issues.
Definitely.
What is eldest daughter about?
Daughter
issues.
What is ruin the friendship about?
If that's the one where she says, I'm not a bad bitch, I'm not a savage, then that's the worst thing ever. But wait, what's it called?
Ruin the friendship.
It's probably beef with like Cardi B or something.
What is wish list about?
Christmas.
you're not wrong. All right, what's wood about?
Penis.
Correct. What is canceled about?
Her trying to put off this like bad girl image, which is just not real at all. Is that correct?
What is honey about?
That stuff that comes in the little straws that make you horny.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
You've had those?
No. I've seen those.
I want to try one.
Is it an aphrodisiac?
I think it is.
And what is The Life of a Showgirl about? Featuring Sabrina Carpenter.
It's So, wait, I don't know why I'm melting down on the last one.
You're sorry. Melting down like Elphaba.
Hold on, I just melted.
It's a full circle moment.
Wait, I just melted like Elphaba. Hold on, Life of a Showgirl. It's like 50s themed, whenever they wore those little hats and they called themselves flappers. And
that was the 20s.
Something like that. 20s then. They were roaring. Yeah, I think they were just having fun, right? Yes. Is that wrong? Come on, say something, everybody. What's going on here?